An Afghan refugee who was granted asylum in the UK has accepted substantial libel compensation at the High Court in London after the Daily Express newspaper falsely accused him of being a member of the Taliban. Abdul Shahzad, who's 20, was recognised as a refugee by the Home Office in February of last year after a four-year battle for his right to stay in this country. The ruling found that he was at legitimate risk of being persecuted by the Taliban. However, a month later, the Express newspaper published a story stating that Mr. Shahzad was a member of the Taliban, and an online version of the story was published on the website, with hateful and disruptive comments published underneath, causing great distress to the young man. Journalists say this type of behaviour is indicative of the lack of ethics of large segments of the right-wing media.
It's not just the Daily Express that's guilty of these sort of crimes to journalism, I suppose you could call them. Papers like the Daily Mail, the Daily Star, the Sun, basically a lot of the right-wing papers, they all have a quite anti-Muslim, anti-immigrant agenda, which they happen to push on their pages. And I think that that's something that does not to do with journalism so much. It's a form of propaganda, even, where they're trying to push their political view onto their readers and will twist and distort the facts to fit it. And in the case of the story we're discussing, there was no facts at all. It was pretty much all false.
The Daily Express has apologised and agreed to pay him substantial damages. The exact figure is undisclosed, but this type of behaviour from elements of the right-wing press is unlikely to stop as a result.
They may have apologised, they may have made a payout, but I know that within a few months' time there'll be another case where exactly the same will happen. This is because these sort of stories, they're not based to tell the truth, they're based to push a certain agenda.
For Mr. Shahzad at least, there's been some kind of accountability for this unethical journalism. Issa Ali, Press TV, London.